G'day, what's up, what's happening, how you doing? Welcome to another episode of Differently Brained. And when I say it's an episode, it's not actually an episode, it's an interlude, a kind of intermediary, and it's also a treat for you guys, and also kind of like a plug. So, first of all, I'm Lachlan Rutherford, but I'm not just into Dietrich. This week, we don't have any guests, we don't have any unifying themes or concepts or anything like that, but what we do have is a reading from the inimitable Jacinta Dietrich, and she reads from her novella This Is Us Now, Love in the Time of Cancer. Now, we've spoken a couple of times about this book on the podcast, and I think it's probably pertinent right now that we showcase it a little bit. I've known Jacinta for a while, like 12 years or something, and we went to a couple of writing classes together at university. And her writing is, I can vouch for it, it's incredible. And over time, it's just continued to become exponentially more incredible. So I'm really proud of her for publishing and releasing this book. It's a novella focused on, it's a semi-fictional account of the period of time in which Jacinta and her partner, Lucas, although they're named differently in the novella, we're going through a particularly difficult time when Lucas was diagnosed with and treated for cancer. So, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to let you listen to Jacinta reading from This Is Us Now, Love in the Time of Cancer. I hope that you enjoy. And so does she.
We sit in the middle of Carlton Gardens. The Royal Exhibition Building looms above us, the sky blue and cloudless behind it. I can hear rushing cars, rushing trams, rushing water from the fountain. Everything moving around us. I'd normally be rushing with the rest of it, working, studying, hustling, speeding through my day. It's nice to be slow for a change. Theo unpacks a feast. Chunks of feta, slices of bread, sun-dried tomatoes, olives, salami. My mouth salivates. He looks at me. His eyes are swirls of brown and gold and full of affection. Normally it makes me uncomfortable, the adoration in his eyes, all his love blasting in a wave that crashes over me. But today it's special. Today I feel that special. I lean across and kiss him. His lips are soft. He tastes like warm black coffee. Happy anniversary, I say. His eyes crinkle when he smiles. 1 year from a Tinder swipe, he says. Not bad. Not bad at all. I chew on an olive and press it smooth and salty against my tongue. He's still looking at me with those gooey eyes. I open my mouth and show him what remains of the olive. Delightful, he says, and laughs. You think we've got another year in us? I ask. With all your class and all my patience, I'm sure we can manage it. Plus, we'll be stuck in a lease, so that's an incentive. In the weeks leading up to our next anniversary, there will be talk of coming back here, but there will be too many fears about dirt and animals and airborne bacteria. We will be tired and scared, not willing to risk anything, let alone everything, on a picnic outside. Instead, I will pull out the rug and lay it out in the middle of his parents' living room. I will put out the food he can stomach, slices of white bread, bowls of hot chips, minties, dark chocolate, ginger beer, and watch as he picks at them. His eyes will still be full of love, but they will also be red-rimmed and exhausted from the effort of being awake. When I kiss him, his lips will be dry and cracked. He will taste like salt and mouthwash.
See what I mean? Just the best. If you want to get a copy of Jacinta's book, well, have I got a proposition for you. You may have heard a couple of our older episodes where we've given an ad for Booktopia, and I'm going to do the same thing again right now. We've partnered with Booktopia. They're, you know, one of the biggest online book retailers in the country, so kind of a big deal. Along with Jacinta's novella, you can get any of the other books that our guests have mentioned on the show or have, you know, actually written. If you click on our link in the show notes, you're supporting the authors, you'll be supporting Jacinta, but you'll also be supporting our podcast. So yeah, next time, it's coming up to Christmas, to the holiday season. And maybe you're the type of person who buys books for people or for yourself. Or maybe you're the type of person who buys books and then, you know, puts them on a bookshelf and thinks, oh gosh, I really should read that someday. And you never actually do. That's the kind of person I am. Then why not get them from Booktopia? Probably best if you do read them. That's kind of the point, but still. But anyway, everyone, thank you for joining me here today on this quick episode. And we'll be back next week for a regular episode. Probably. All right. Bye.